Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Topshop were drawing these mannequins, which we've been looking at the picture of them.
I know,
here.
It was after some complaint. Someone posted a picture of how tall and misshapen they are. Well, not misshapen, but...
Well, they kind of are, because I don't know anyone that's shaped like that. She looked, you know what that looks like? Looks like the mum out of The Incredibles. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I know, she had bigger thighs.
It's quite a ridiculous mannequin. I mean, but as we were saying, you look at these things in shops and you just know it's never going to look like that on me when I get that home.
What annoys me is that they actually now change the shape of the clothes. I bought a shirt the other day thinking, oh, that looked actually quite fitted, but then realised that on the mannequin it had a great big bulldog clip on the back, so it looked nice on the mannequin.
What do you mean you
quite
don't
fitted.
Wear, you don't wear bulldog
don't,
clips?
No, I don't,
surprisingly. Oh, yeah, look! Look at that!
Oh, that's how you do it.
It's the new track. Look, you see? Look at that. If you put a bulldog clip there and a couple of
papers... you look slimmer. You put instantly.
A couple of paper clips around the bottom there.
Yeah.
A couple of drawing pins on your shoulders.
Now you just need to stealth your stomach and then you'll be fine.
Thanks very much. My daughter has suggested that. In sport, James Robey bigging up Dougie Charnett today.
Yeah, and played well, didn't he?
And a cracker of a signing for Wigan Athletic.
It is, yeah, Jacobs join. Michael Jacobs has joined from Wolves, undisclosed free fee for 3 years.
Bit of a cheesy gag.
Yes. Keep them coming.
Okay. And you know, it's often occurred to me, you know, if for example, Donna got called into work on an emergency or something like that and we had no childcare sorted, what would I do with the kids, right? Would they actually have to come in and do the show with me or would I take the day off work? What would you, if you're in that situation, what would you do? If there's nobody else in the newsroom, what would you do? Would you bring them in and just put them in the office while you were doing your work? What would you do? The reason I ask is because there's a story this morning from McDonald's Cambridge where somebody's tweeted a picture of behind the counter McDonald's baby in high chair. and this is because a member of staff was let down with her childcare at the last moment. Didn't want to take time off work, so took their little baby into work, put it in the high chair at the back of the kitchen, and gave it a Happy Meal while she was. I mean, that's good. I mean, the only problem is with that, she'll be overrun with those stupid, annoying minion toys. They were good at first, but now I've got about 70 of the things, and everywhere I go in the house. Like all these random noises going off in the middle of the night. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I still think I'd bring him in. That would make for a good show, I think, that one morning.
I think it would.
Better than me. Thanks. Crowd birthing is on the rise. What, did you hear that in the news at 8 o'clock just then? What's that all about? Crowd birthing. Yes, no more of this intimate stuff with just wife and hubby. No, crowd birthing now. You can bring in all your family and friends to watch. Really? Would you want that? And if you did, I mean, you could make a little bit of money out of this. You could maybe sell tickets. I'm thinking we could expand this, like in a booking fee, get Ticketmaster onto it or something like that, and then you'd be able to charge different seats, we'll get different prices. I mean, I don't know, head end, is that cheaper? I don't know. And if it's a quick birth, do you get money back on that as well? You'd be so disappointed, wouldn't you? Built yourself up for this big day out, big show, and it's over in, what, half an hour? If it's a long, drawn-out labour, do they bring in food and everything for you? It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Never heard anything like it.
Click and collect with Asda on Milo in the morning.
We're actually doing okay, you know. Right, 18 minutes past, let's play Click and Collect. We've got Carl on to play this morning. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. You are busy delivering things, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, you're over in Ellesmere. You're calling us from Ellesmere Port, is that right, this morning? Is that where you are?
Yeah, I'm in Ellesmere Port.
You've been listening on your way to work. Where do you live?
I live in Ashton-in-Mexico.
Okay, all right, good man. And so we got up to £200 here to knock off your family shop. Have you got a big family to feed, or is it just you? Who's in your house, Carl?
Me and the wife and two kids. All right. The kids eat like horses.
Brilliant.
So that'll come in very handy.
So you need straw then, presumably, if your kids eat like horses. Straw and apples, good.
Carrots.
Okay, right then, Carl. Well, this works. I've been clicking four items here. I fancy a roast tonight, so I've been clicking four items to do with a roast. For each one you recall, I'll put £50 into an Asda Click and Collect account for you. I'll sort you out some e-vouchers, OK? So you can win up to £200. We'll do these one at a time. So the first thing, what was the main bit of my meal tonight? What was it that I ordered? Can you remember?
A beef roasting joint.
A beef roasting joint is correct, yes. So £50. Well done, we put £50 in that account. OK, so to go with my beef roasting joint, I ordered what?
Asda mixed vegetable selection.
Correct. You got £100. Right, the third thing, you've got to have this to go with your roast beef. What else did I order?
Some Aunt Bessie's home-baked Yorkshires.
Correct. That's £150 in your account. So for the full £200, Carl, What is going to go with my beef roasting joint, my veg and my Yorkshires? What else did I order?
It's got to be gravy granules.
Gravy granules! £200! Well done, Carl. Fantastic. We're going to sort that out for you, buddy. Well done. So you better say hello to the wife and the kids. What's your wife called?
My wife's called Paula.
And the children?
Kieran Higgins and Liam Higgins.
Fantastic. Hey, have a safe day at work, Carl. Thanks for coming on the radio. Enjoy your shopping with Asda. Well done.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy. Take care. We'll play again tomorrow with Asda's new collection point at Haydock Petrol Station. You could be winning tomorrow. I think I fancy a Chinese tomorrow. Yeah, Wednesday night. That's what we'll do tomorrow.
Click and collect at Asda Haydock Petrol Station, East Lancs Road. The easy way to shop. Wish FM.